Today is Saturday, February 8th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. On Thursday afternoon at approximately 4:29, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was called regarding a male causing a disturbance inside St. Mary's Catholic Church in the city of Fenimore. It was reported that a male was trying to get into a locked room and demanding that he talk to a priest. When Grant County deputies arrived on scene, they found the male in front of the church, near the altar, extremely agitated and yelling profanities at deputies. Deputies attempted to gather information from the male, but the male would not identify himself and continued to yell things about Jesus Christ Almighty and the devil. The male then grabbed numerous metal candle holders from the altar and threw them to the floor and one toward a deputy. At that point, a deputy drew their taser and advised the male he was under arrest and given numerous commands to put his hands behind his back and to get down on the ground. The male did not comply with commands and then walked up several steps of the raised area and then turned his back, put his arms out to his side, and fell backward off onto the raised area and struck his head on the floor. Deputies then made contact with the male, and the male resisted. The deputies attempted to secure his wrists in handcuffs. Due to the continued resistance, a deputy deployed his taser device. After handcuffs were applied, the male continued to resist deputies with his legs. When other responding law enforcement officers arrived, they secured his ankles in restraints. EMS was called to the scene to evaluate the subject due to the taser deployment and a laceration to his head. The subject was transported via ambulance to Grant Regional Health Center in La Crosse for further treatment. No deputies were injured during this incident. The male suspect to this incident was later identified as Aaron Peters, 38, of Fenimore. This incident will be referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office with the recommendation that the individual be charged with disorderly conduct and resisting obstructing an officer. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Boston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochran Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose, Minduro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. Wisconsin has joined a group of 9 other states and the District of Columbia in fighting to maintain higher standards for lead in the water system. The federal rule went into effect on December 30th and is facing legal challenges by the American Water Works Association. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the common sense rule should remain in place as lead exposure has been shown to be a health hazard, especially for children. Governor Tony Evers also announced an emergency rule raising lead standards in his State of the State address. There will be a pie auction, bake sale, and soup and sandwich luncheon today at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel to help raise funds for Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack. Bruce Pitsley is from the Boscobel Area Mobile Pack and also the organizer of the event.
Feed My Starving Children is a Christian nonprofit organization whose goal is to eradicate hunger and starvation throughout the world, specifically in children. For those who may not be familiar with them, how do they do that? They have food packing events at locations around the country, permanent sites in Minnesota, Illinois, Arizona, and Texas, where volunteers can pre-register for a 2-hour shift and they assemble meal ingredients, and that formula is scientifically formulated for malnourished people, specifically starving children. But they also take that same model on the road to events all across the country called mobile packs, just like the one that we have in Boscobel. This will be our 13th mobile pack in Boscobel, and we're really looking forward to it again. Registration for that will open on February 27th.
The financial goal for Feed My Starving Children Boscobel mobile pack this year is $66,000. Which will purchase the ingredients to pack over 233,000 Manipak meals. Everyone is welcome to help support Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack at the Pie Auction, Bake Sale, and Soup and Sandwich Luncheon today at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The Soup and Sandwich Lunch starts at 11 o'clock, and the pie bidding begins at noon. Donations of pies for the auction and baked goods for the bake sale are still being accepted and can be brought to the event. Join local author Katie Albaugh, author of Borgia Rose, The Poisoning of Richland County, at the Brewer Public Library today at 10 o'clock for a presentation of this fictional account of mystery, betrayal, and murder based on a true Richland County event. The event at the Brewer Public Library is free and open to all. Faith, family, and friends, Walk with Grace team will be hosting a dance tomorrow from 1 until 5 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Music will be provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band, who have performed at many fundraising events over the years.
I'm guessing somewhere around 15 years. I haven't written it down, but it's got to be 15 years or more that we've been doing it for several different organizations here, and we've got quite a following that come out. We always have a great time, and it's so good to see so many friendly faces and people that want to come out and dance, and those that don't want to dance, enjoy the music, set their tap, their toe, and visit with their friends, and it's a social outing.
The event will also have food, a bake sale, and other activities to help raise money for Grace.
This benefit is for Faith, Family, and Friends team of Walk with Grace. They've put together quite a long list of things to be raffled off and auctioned off. It includes a smoked brisket beef, which you don't find everywhere. There's a 60 by 80 quilt. There's a wine cabinet, a coffee table, and those are some of the bigger items. But then they'll also feature some bake sale items and just a lot of other merchandise that's been donated that will be raffled off that day. And you just almost have to come and see it. And then, of course, we have a 50-50 raffle. Probably have one or two of those at least through the day.
Everyone is welcome to attend the Faith, Family, and Friends Walk with Grace team dance tomorrow from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center. A $10 donation is requested for admission, with all proceeds from the event going to Walk with Grace. With the impending snow this weekend, use caution when clearing sidewalks and driveways. Brittany Merlot reports.
And an alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. With the combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem's created. The cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, making it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, this sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. People should pace themselves and take regular breaks every 10 to 15 minutes. Using a smaller shovel also helps limit the weight of each load. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting and tossing it. This will help reduce strain on the heart.
This week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a proposed budget investment of more than $80 million to support Wisconsin's farmers, producers, and agricultural industries. As part of this 2025-2027 executive budget proposal, the governor included more than $3.7 million to reimburse corn farmers up to 50% of the total cost of purchasing seed treatment that discourages birds, especially sandhill cranes, from eating their seed. This budget initiative also reflects an important finding from the State Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes, of which the International Crane Foundation participated as a core member. Though pro-hunt members prevented the measure from passing the committee, a standalone program to support farmers administered by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is the clear route to making progress on this issue.